Hey everyone, it's Cardiff.
And Stacey. Welcome to The Indicator.
America is a car country. You can see it in our history, it's in our pop culture, in our movies, but it's also in the numbers. Americans have more cars per person than any other big country in the world. And also,
the price of a car is, or a vehicle, right, is the average price is $35,000.
You're also getting more vehicle for
what you're buying. You're getting a lot more vehicle.
Yeah.
But I mean, people are stretching, as we can see. I mean, people are stretching to get that $35,000 vehicle because I don't know about you, but that's a stretch for me. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, we work in the same place, so you know it is.
Yeah, I do.
That is our colleague, Sonari Glinton, NPR's business and auto correspondent. And to be precise, the average cost of a new car had actually climbed above $36,000 by the end of last year. And that is today's first Planet Money Indicator, $36,000.
Times have been great for the auto industry these last few years, but lately, sales of new cars have been falling. And as Sonari is going to tell us, that decline reflects something different for the auto industry than it does for you and me, the people who buy cars.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Slack, where work happens all over the world. No more losing time context switching. More than 1,000 apps seamlessly integrate with Slack. So that's less time jumping between tools and more time getting things done. More at slack.com.
Sonari grew up in a car family. His mom worked at a Ford factory, and he says that historically, when the auto industry was doing well, it was because the U.S. economy was doing well, and vice versa.
I can almost plot, you know, the ups and downs in my life. It was like, oh, 85, the Ford Taurus was doing really well, you know, because I didn't see my mom that much. And then 1991, oh, that was when she got laid off.
It's a cyclical industry.
Oh, yeah, very, very, very cyclical.
So a decade ago, when housing prices collapsed and the financial crisis hit, car sales also collapsed.
We think the housing collapse, we think the same thing that happened in homes happened in cars, mm-hmm. right? There were people who were way overextended.
Like with houses, a lot of people had been buying cars that they couldn't quite afford because it was so easy to borrow the money to buy them. But after the crisis, a few things changed.
First, the cars on the road started getting really old because people had stopped buying cars. And second, the U.S. economy itself eventually started to recover, and that included the construction sector, which buys a lot of pickup trucks in particular. And finally, the car companies, which had been chastened by their experience in the crisis, started making better cars.
There was a noticeable shift then, you're saying,
in the quality
and fuel efficiency of these cars after the crisis.
Noticeable. I mean, noticeable design shift, noticeable, like we're listening. They got safer, they got better, they got more responsive. In every single way, the overall industry got better in terms of the products that they were pushing out onto the streets and the way they were producing them.
And these improvements also helped change the mix of vehicles that car companies were selling. So the combination of lower gas prices and better fuel efficiency led Americans to start buying more light trucks and SUVs and fewer small cars than they might have been expected to buy in the past.
And Sonari says that's been great for car companies because they can charge more for those bigger vehicles, and so they make bigger profits.
Remember that it essentially costs about the same amount to make a car mm-hmm. as it does a truck. And it's actually a little easier to make a truck than it is a car, right?
Right.
So it is full of profits.
In 2016, the auto industry set an all-time record, selling 17.5 million cars. But that amazing pace has been falling since then. And in February of this year, just last month, we found out that car companies were selling at a pace that, if it continues, would be about 17 million cars this year.
And that is the second Planet Money indicator, 17 million new cars. That is still really high, but the falling trend is expected to continue. And when Sonari looks at that number and at the other trends, he says it means something different for the auto industry than it does for the people who buy cars.
Right. Since car companies are selling those more profitable cars, those bigger SUVs and light trucks, they can handle selling fewer overall vehicles, at least in the short term.
It's better able to handle a downturn. And that is where we're at. So there's not this fear that there's not these anticipation of layoffs. This is about, I think, feeling like the industry is more secure. It is not, sort of schizophrenic from highs to lows.
But when Sonari looks at the people buying the cars, he starts to get a little bit nervous for a bunch of reasons. And it's not just because the average new car now sells for $36,000. There are other reasons to be nervous, too.
Yeah, first, people with bad credit who take out loans to buy cars are defaulting more and more on those loans while still taking out more of them. Second, car loans themselves are getting more expensive. Their interest rates have started to climb. Third, people are taking out loans that let them pay off those loans across 69 months. That is almost 6 years. Sonari says that is a bit nuts.
I would say that, you know, 3 years or so with a good down payment, that's showing that you can afford the car and you can pay it off in 3 years. Like, mm-hmm. That means that it's right in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5-6 years means you're kind of stretching.
So the bottom line here is that car companies are in good shape now, just like the overall American economy. But if American consumers get too stretched, then eventually they'll stop buying those new cars and they'll pull the car companies down with them. So at the very least, it's something to watch.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Slack, used by companies all over the world to get everything done, where every part of work, from documents to decisions, is stored, archived, and searchable in seconds. Slack, where work happens. Find out why at slack.com.
Invisibilia is back for a new season with new stories about small personal battles.
I'm a different person now.
You're fake.
And huge cultural issues.
This is probably gonna get somebody killed.
So tune in for Invisibilia Season 4.